Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. I'm Kate Johnston, and I'm an eating habit and weight loss coach for career women. I'll help you become the person who no longer has bad eating habits and loses the weight she really wants to in a way that lasts. Let's start. Hi there. Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. So, you know, when you have that urge to eat more dessert or chips or fill in the blank or the bread served with dinner or even just dinner itself, and I'm not talking about urges due to true hunger signals that you can feel. I'm talking about when it's not true hunger. So real quick, true hunger is when you actually feel hunger signals and they come on gradually. So hunger signals can be different in each individual person. What's known as false hunger is when you feel hunger signals, but they come on very quickly because something triggered them, like seeing a mouth-watering dessert. So it's almost like you get tricked into feeling hungry because of something really enticing. So urges not due to hunger are when you want to eat and you don't have any hunger signals. So basically, anytime you have that desire to eat or you feel triggered to eat or want to eat, when you don't actually have hunger signals, like true hunger signals. So that urge to eat is just a feeling. Feeling is also an emotion. That feeling or emotion in your body that's caused by your thoughts. Actually, more specifically, by one thought. This is really great news because you have control of your thoughts. So because you have control of your thoughts and thoughts cause your feelings, you also have control of your feelings. So one feeling that you feel in your body, say it's an urge, is caused by one thought. It may not seem that you have control over your thoughts and your feelings because of thoughts that can come up very quickly. These are known as default thoughts, or I actually call them thought habits as well. And these thoughts can cause a very quick emotion, very quick emotional response. And then that will cause a quick reaction. But hear me out, you can take control of your thoughts, feelings, and actions, which is exactly what coaching helps you do. Coaching helps you take control of each of those things, your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions, and they're all connected. So once you take control of your thoughts, once you learn how to, then your feeling is much more controlled, and then your actions, of course, are much more controlled. So that's exactly how I help my clients break bad eating habits and create new, healthier ones, also feel in control and lose weight. So in this episode, I'm going to give you a simple thing you can start doing today that is the first step in this process of getting control of those urges. So it's that step I'm going to give you is easy and it requires like no energy. I'm also going to share what not to do when you feel an urge because I know so many of you are doing this exact thing, right? And also what not to do if you respond to the urge by overeating. So if you don't want to keep eating in response to an urge, there are several solutions. One is to become aware of the thoughts that are causing the urge, because remember, the urge is the feeling, and then you have a thought causing the urge. So there might be different circumstances, like different situations where you feel the urge. So then for each of those, you might have a different thought. So that's why I said thoughts, plural. When you become aware of the thought causing the urge, then you can change the thought or counter it with a new thought. So of course, this takes, you know, a little bit more effort than the step I'm going to give you today. And it often requires someone like me to help you. That's where that coaching part comes in, right? But don't worry, because that step I'm going to give you today, you don't have to worry about changing your thoughts or even finding the thoughts necessarily. Another thing is to learn how to not respond to the urge. Either don't eat that thing you have the urge for, or don't continue eating the thing you have the urge for. This requires more as well, specifically tools to help you with this, which is what I provide you in my coaching program. But I wanted to mention it today because it is a must. And also, it enables you to see that there actually are solutions, okay? So you must learn how to not respond to the urge by actually managing the urge in the proper way. So what you don't want to do is manage the urge in the improper way, which is by fighting or resisting the urge. So again, that's what you should not do, fight or resist the urge. That's not the way to manage the urge properly. So remember when I mentioned a little bit ago, I tell you what not to do. Well, that was it, right? What ends up happening, or here's what's actually wrong with like fighting or resisting an urge, you're using willpower for this. And willpower, that's just that mental energy that you're like kind of battling with, right? Willpower fails after a bit. So think of willpower like sprinting. It uses a lot of energy and therefore is exhausting. Because of that, it doesn't last long. And it's especially exhausting if you're using your brain for lots of other things. And as you are a career woman, I know you're using your brain for lots of other things. And if you're not a career woman listening to this episode, you're also using your brain for lots of other things, right? If you're a stay-at-home mom, you're constantly using your brain for things having to do with your children and your household, right? If you are a stay-at-home dad, same thing, right? So you run out of that mental energy before you've overcome the habit of eating in response to the urge. So that's not what we want to happen, right? We want to be able to use little energy and make that energy last for long enough so that you can actually overcome the habit of eating in response to the urge. So instead, you want to learn the tools to manage the urge without responding to it. Then you have the confidence that urges no longer control you. They're no longer an issue for you. And it may sound like work learning and implementing these tools and skills, but I have a 5-step process that makes it pretty darn easy. That 5-step process helps make it as easy as possible to follow through on practicing the skill or using the tools. It helps you find and overcome any challenges. Well, we do that together, of course, and so that you don't have to do this all on your own, right? It helps you plan ahead what will help you follow through and create a backup plan if needed, and then reward you to keep encouraging you for consistency that actually results in habit change, changes you can sustain for life, right? Your new habits, you're essentially becoming the new, improved version of yourself, because that's what it's all about. You're an intelligent career woman or person. So I know you want the lifestyle changes rather than a quick fix, like a short-term diet or weight loss program, right? Now, before I get into what you can do today, that simple step, I also want to mention, as I mentioned earlier, I would tell you what not to do if you've experienced the urge, found yourself like eating the foods that you didn't want to eat in response, or overeating. So what I don't want you to do is beat yourself up, okay? You might be thinking, well, it's easier said than done. But what you can do is say you found yourself overeating, or say, you know, in response to the urge, or say you have eaten the thing that you were really trying hard not to eat, right? What you can do is right after that occurs, before you beat yourself up, just tell yourself something really simple, right? Like, it's okay, because it really is okay. What you don't want to do is beat yourself up, because think about it. Remember, our thought creates our feeling. So if you have a thought that's not very nice about yourself or what you just did, that's going to create a not very nice feeling in your body. And then if you're experiencing like a negative feeling in your body, what do you think is going to end up resulting from that? Typically, the actions that result from that are not the actions that are going to help you change this or turn this around, right? So we don't want to have those negative thoughts that then create negative feelings that then create actions we don't want to be taking, okay? So instead, you want to just catch yourself before you go to beat yourself up. Or if you can't do that, catch yourself beforehand, then even like start catching yourself in the middle of, and then just take that pause, take a deep breath, tell yourself it's okay, and we'll move on from there. All right, so here's the step that you can do today to help when you get the urge to eat, okay? This will be pretty easy for you. You can start just noticing when you have the urge. Just noticing brings awareness to the moment, and awareness is what interrupts the habit, the automaticity. So it helps to create that little bit of a pause, and it creates some consciousness. So when you have a habit that's something that occurs very automatically, there's almost like this unconsciousness, this almost like unawareness until after the fact, after you've already done it. That's when you become aware of it, right? So we want to increase the awareness. We want to create that little bit of pause. We want to increase that consciousness so that it's not so automatic, okay? So just noticing when you have that urge, again, brings awareness to that moment and creates that little bit of a pause that's needed to interrupt the habit a little bit. And it won't necessarily like stop you from eating in response right away, but this really is the first step that is required. And then notice if there are any patterns. For example, do you have an urge to eat when you're feeling another emotion like boredom or stress, right? Or maybe you have an urge to eat when you see or smell food. Maybe you have an urge to eat when you know it's a certain time of day and you feel like you should be eating. This occurs a lot, actually. Do you have an urge to eat in a specific situation, like when you come home from work, or when you sit down to watch TV or scroll social media, or when you feel like you need a break from your work? Maybe you notice you have an urge to eat when you're happy or feel like you deserve a reward for the tough day. That was me back when I was working long hours as a PA. So every time you feel an urge to eat, just take note, take pause, have that awareness of, oh, I feel an urge to eat right now. And then you can go that step further if you want and ask yourself why. Just notice if there's something that you can notice that was triggering you or prompting you to have that urge. You know, maybe sometimes it actually is true hunger and you can actually feel those hunger signals, right? But a lot of other times, and especially if you're battling bad eating habits, it's something that's not actually true hunger. So that whole true hunger versus like the other reasons, that's something I help you tell the difference between with coaching as well, because depending on the person, you might have different hunger signals, or you might not even know what your hunger signals are, or whether or not it's true hunger, or even what the source of the urges are, right? So here's why I don't want you to continue eating in response to urges. If you continue eating in response to urges, you'll keep strengthening this habit, making it harder, not impossible, definitely not impossible, but making it harder to break over time on your own. You'll also likely be overeating, because when you're eating due to another reason besides true hunger, you're eating more than you need. When you eat more than you need, that food gets converted into energy and several other atoms and molecules, and then stored as fat. You end up gaining weight, having difficulty losing weight and can also feel sluggish, bloated, and other physical symptoms. And that's not to mention the emotional things as well, like those negative thoughts about yourself and maybe negative thoughts about food, about your eating habits. And then, of course, if you're having negative thoughts, those are going to cause negative feelings, right? So as these habits get stronger and maybe you're gaining weight, you start feeling like it's almost impossible to break them and to lose the weight. You might already be feeling this way, but the good news is we can still break those bad eating habits and I can help you lose weight. Even if you've had these eating habits for decades, right? Even if you've tried multiple times to lose weight and not really been successful or not as successful as you'd like. And with my assistance, it'll take a lot less time and a lot less frustration. You'll feel like this is a lot easier than it would be if you were to try to tackle this on your own. Right now, you might feel like your wheels are spinning, leaving you feeling like you're making very little to no progress, or you make some progress and then lose that progress. Super frustrating, right? That's very normal when you don't know the skills and tools and have the strategy to implement those and actually change those habits. That's what occurs when you're not taught the right things and you're not having the proper guidance to actually implement those and change the habits when you're relying on willpower and when you are just sort of doing some actions here and there and not being consistent, when you are trying to fight your urges with that willpower, right? So those are the things that will not help you. What will help you is those skills, the specific skills and tools, and then that strategy to actually implement those. And that's why I have that 5-step strategy, right? And then that helps create consistency, helps also build trust in yourself that you're someone who has the ability and does follow through on the things that she says she will or any sort of intentions, and then actually change those habits, right? But if you break the habit of eating in response to urges and know exactly how to handle any situation where you may have an urge, you'll be overeating less. So that's the flip side, right? That's the positive side of what can come for you, what you can have if you don't let these urges continue and get strong as far as the habit getting stronger. You'll also eat less volume of the foods that aren't great for your health or your body weight. So I can help you get control of your urges and stop eating automatically in response to them so you can feel in control, have a healthier body, and lose weight if that's a goal as well. So book a free consultation with me so we can talk about your urges, find what's triggering them, and I can explain the solutions to you and give you a doable process, right? So you'll walk away with clarity and also insight and a feeling that it really is possible for you, which is so important because deep down, if there's some self-doubt, if there's a feeling like it's not really possible for you, that will end up preventing you from getting the results you want. Because remember, the thought you're having creates the feeling you're having. And so if you have a feeling of like doubt or discouragement, that's not going to be helpful as far as doing the things that will create the results that you want, right? So let's change your eating habits for life so you no longer have to deal with the frustration and the time that you're currently spending on this pain point. It pains me to know that you're probably sitting there frustrated and utilizing a lot of time. I know how it feels. I was there, but I can help you. So book your free hour-long consultation. I give us plenty of time with the link in the episode description that's just down below. Or if you're listening right from my website, you'll see the dark teal button to book your free consultation. So click that. All right. Thanks so much for listening. Take care. And I'll talk with you next week. Become the person who loves her eating habits and her body so you can enjoy more of your life. I'll help. Start now by just setting up a time to talk with me by visiting katemjohnston.com/consult.